Hello?
Hi, good morning, Anthony. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking, man. This is Evan from Local Splash giving you our scheduled callback.
Hello, Evan. So I did look at your quote, and I just wanted to go over the line items that are included.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right. So for the first month, it says base product setup fee is zero. What is that? What is the base product?
Yeah, that's just the setup fee that I waived for you with the discounts I was able to get you. It's normally about a $299 setup fee, but I was able to knock that down just to $0.
Okay. But what is the, when you say base product, what is the product? Is there, what's the name of it? What is
That
it
line
about?
item specifically is a setup fee to get you on board and nothing else. So you don't need
Okay.
to worry about it because you're not being charged for it.
But is there a software that it's referencing or?
No, it's
No.
just a
Okay.
setup fee.
Okay. All right. So the local map programming and maintenance. So that programming, where is that being done?
So with that, that's everywhere that's not Google. It's about 50 different directories. Some of those bigger ones are going to be like Yelp, Bing, Safari, what have you, pretty much everywhere clear across the internet. And just keeping up with those and making sure that you show up at the top of those as well.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And then Facebook ads, $100. So is it $100 worth of ads or is it $100 to manage the Facebook ads? What is that line item?
Yeah, that $100 is going directly to your Facebook ads budget, so that's roughly about 400 ads every month. But yeah, that
Okay, so this
$100 is going directly
includes
to
the
your ads
ads.
budget. Yeah, I mean, that $100 is going directly to your ads and nothing else.
Okay. And then you have the Google Ads. Is that the same concept?
Yeah, same exact concept. That $300 is going directly to your Google ads budget.
Okay. And typically for that amount, what is the number of ads that I can expect?
Generally about 100 or more. They kind of fluctuate depending on the area, but you can definitely rely about like the 100, 150 range.
Okay, so those are the actual ads. And then you have Google Ads credit 130, that's minus 130. What is that?
Yeah, so that's just a promo that I'm able to get you when we sign you on, for that first month only. I'm able to get you $130 in Google Ads credit for free, just as a signing bonus.
Okay. And call tracking, how is that accomplished?
Yeah, so we give you a business line. It helps us out a lot because with this type of exposure, Anthony, you get like a lot of spam and spoof calls and stuff. We put some security on this line. It still goes directly to you. It calls you only and calls you on your phone. But it just helps us out with that. And then like the call tracking side of things, it just really helps us out with the analytics, looking at like the demographics people are calling you from and just pretty much everything in between. So that's just part of this package that we integrate. So that way we really get the most out of it for you.
So the business line, is it gonna be like a local phone number?
Yeah, generally we do it with a local phone number.
Okay. And this my site website.
Right. You already
What is
have a
that?
website. Yeah, you already have a website, so you don't have to worry about that. But just included with this package, we would build out a website if you'd like us to at no additional cost.
Okay, and the website that you would build out, is there a cost for that?
No.
There is not. Okay, so I currently pay a fee for my website. So is it possible to build the website?
Yeah, if you'd like
so
us
that
to
I could reduce
build you a new, yeah, if you'd like us to build you a new one and so you can consolidate and just have us do it for you, we can definitely do that.
Okay, and are there fees for that going forward?
No, no, that's included with this package. We'll build it out and we'll maintain it for you at no additional cost.
Okay, and does that like include changes and things like that, or?
Yeah, after we build it, every single month thereafter, you get a free 30 minutes of changes to add anything really you'd like on the website, which is generally more than enough time to make any big change.
Okay. And then you have directory listing of 5 most popular. Okay. I see that. And then going forward, we have the local map maintenance. So this Google Ads 300, that would be $300 worth. Okay, the same line item.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Facebook Ads. It's basically the same going forward, right?
Yeah, there's no additional cost or anything. What you pay the first month is what you pay every month thereafter. And there's never going to be like additional or hidden fees or anything like that.
Okay, and you said it's month to month?
Yes, sir. No type of contract or anything like that.
And would the price change in the future?
No, you're locked in at this price.
Okay. All right. So I'm actually going to be away this week, right? So I don't know that I want to pay for a week if I'm not going to use it. You know what I mean?
Well, so if you're away, will you still be like somewhat available, like just to answer some phone calls and stuff?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Cause the first week, Anthony, it's all setting up, like, we're getting everything in line for you, we're getting the programming corrected. I mean, everything. There's a lot that goes on in that first week that doesn't necessarily mm-hmm. just get jobs immediately, because doing this right does take some intense programming on our end. So if you mm-hmm. started today and, like, you're gone for the week, by the time you get back, we'd already be able to get things rolling for you. So it's not like you'd really be missing out on a week. Instead, you'd just be utilizing this week so we could start getting everything properly done for you.
Okay. And how much time do you think you need from me throughout the week?
Just like a few phone calls and maybe like an email or two back from you for any documentation we might need. But other than that, really, we do all the heavy lifting. I mean, probably like we're talking about like an hour or two of your time. And on our end, we generally put in about 100 man hours just in the first week for programming and everything.
Okay. And, all right. All right. So,
let's get this going. I'm just going to get some baseline information from you. And we'll get all this rolling. For starters, Anthony, what are your hours of operation looking like?
So I would say 9 to 6.
And is that Monday through Friday?
Monday to Friday, yeah.
Okay, great. And are you licensed and insured with this business?
So, licensing is not required because it's IT services.
Right. And then you said you're getting your insurance soon, now that I remember.
Yeah, I have to look into it further. I have to try to get up to work on getting insurance, business insurance.
And you're doing IT services, and we're going to target all that for you. But within that, like, what are, like, some specialty jobs or just jobs in general that you're wanting more of that we can target for you?
So I would say managed IT services, managing businesses, IT, backups, and business continuity, disaster recovery, system updates, support, upgrades, Office 365 management, and cloud management. Support for POS systems, printing, I would say data wiring, telecommunications like voice over IP.
That's a great deal of stuff. That's perfect. And of course, if you ever want to add anything or anything like that, that's fully available to you. We'll take care of that. And Anthony, what are like some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you want to be found in?
So I would say in the area of Chesterfield and maybe all the way up to Richmond. The specific zip codes, I'm not certain. I would have to look into that.
Yeah, that's fine. This is just like baseline because in this same call, we're going to schedule your onboarding, which is with one of our specialists, and they'll deep dive into that for you. This is just giving us like a baseline, and then we'll kind of depict it for you and look at the areas they're going to help you out with us.
I would say the business address with a 25-mile radius.
Okay, perfect. And Anthony, your last name is Ramirez, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And for a billing address, I have your phone number here. I mean, not your phone number, but your address here as 6277 Carolina Commons Drive, Suite 600. Is that correct?
No. Okay. Let me give you the address. It's the, 1 second.
Sure thing.
So it 14321 Winter Breeze Drive, Midlothian, Virginia.
There's 23113.
Yes, and there's a suite number, but I can get back to you with that.
Yeah, I don't think we need that right now.
Okay.
Give me one moment. I'm just applying those two discounts I had for us last week. Perfect. I got those all applied for us. For this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
So it's a Visa.
Okay, great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
5178-0574-9345-9486.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
August 2027.
And the CV code as well, please.
Well, let me give you the name on the card is my wife's name, Rosa Infante.
Okay. Can I get the CV code real quick, and then I'll get that name really quick.
8876.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and then what's the name on the card?
Rosa, R-O-S-A, Infante, I-N-F-A-N-T-E.
Great. And Anthony, we're never going to give out your personal information. And like I said, we give you that business line that weeds out a lot of those spam and spoof calls for you. But even with those precautions we take, maybe one or two might trickle through just because, sadly, how many of those scammers are on the internet. So what we want to do is just prevent anything bad from happening at all. What we do is we set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you could just ask us this question and we'll immediately answer it for you. So for the security question, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
First pet.
And what's the answer for that?
Rocky.
And just before I can actually process this payment, I have to do something called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance outlined in the service agreement, and it's also just an added form of protection for yourself, Anthony. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Framework Enterprises, Inc.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Anthony Ramirez. I'm the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you could for me, Anthony, open up your phone contacts for me. I'm going to give you our direct line from here on out. This is how you're going to contact us as well as how we contact you. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
Bear with me. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. 225.
Okay.
And do you agree to have consistent communication with us in those first 7 days? Like I said, it's really crucial for us just like to not have, like, we're not going to have hours on end. We just need you to be responsive to us. Do you agree to do that for the first week?
Yeah.
Perfect. And, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged to today's date, September 2025 in the amount of $549. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day in the amount of $549. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay. And again, I just want to confirm that this is a month-to-month agreement, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what kind of car did you say this was?
It's a Visa.
You sure it's a Visa, or is it like a
MasterCard? Oh, I'm sorry, it's a MasterCard.
Okay. And really quick, can I get the information for it again? I don't think it processed correctly.
Oh, okay. 5178-0574-9345-9486. And the date expiration is August 2027.
And the CV code one more time, please.
876. Okay. If it doesn't go through, then I'm going to have to call the credit card company. And then I guess we can touch base again later today.
Okay. So does your wife, is her last name the INFANT? Is it not Ramirez on the card?
Correct. It's okay. INFANT.
Okay, let me correct that then. That's the issue. Just give it a moment. Let's see now. Oh, we got to give it like we have to give it a few minutes real quick just because we tried processing it with the wrong information, so it needs a moment. No problem.
Okay. So you want me to hold? Or?
Yeah, if you could, if you don't mind, just give it like give it 5 minutes real quick just because of how these POS systems work. Or at least ours, it makes us wait a little bit.
Okay.
And the billing address for this card is the same as the one you gave me?
No.
Okay. I think that could be it too as well. What is the billing address for this card?
15701 Greenheart Drive, and that's H-A-R-T, and it's one word, Greenheart Drive, and that's Chesterfield, Virginia, 23832.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let me go ahead and update that. Give it a few more minutes real quick.
Yeah. Hey, Evan, is there a way to know in the area what services people are searching for?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll be able to see, like, see specifics of, like, what people are searching for, the rates that are searching for, like, how many hits the areas are coming from and everything. So we'll be able to look at those market trends and see specifics in your area, what's getting hits, where is it from, and we'll target those for you as well. Do not have to worry too much about the technical side of things. We'll make sure that we're keeping up with the market trends.
Okay.
No problem. I'm just giving it like 3 more minutes and then we'll process the payment.
All right. And with the Facebook ads, I would have to create a business page, correct?
Yeah. Do that and create the business page, and we'll take care of the rest.
Okay. And what about the content? Who creates the content? How is that handled?
So we take care of the advertisements. You just give us your pictures and let us know about your services, what have you. We take care of the actual advertisements and putting them out there. For the specific post, because advertisements and posts are two different things, you would be left to do that. You would take care of the post, but the advertisements, we do that entirely for you. All the technical know-how, which it's honestly almost the same as doing posts. Posts like stay up there, but the ads will be essentially like consistent and frequent and just relevant enough. So it seems like you're posting almost in the same aspect, but it always is good when you get the chance just to put a post out there every month or so. That way you just have a good look on the page itself, you know?
Okay. And one of the services, did you add cybersecurity as one of the services?
On the phone we give you, we put some security on it just to make sure it like recognizes these data. People have huge databases of essentially where these calls and what the IP addresses that are associated with these spam callers are. And it recognizes those. Whenever someone like that's relatively associated with that tries to call that business line, it just doesn't even let it go through.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm referring to. In terms of the services that we provide, one of those services is cybersecurity.
Yeah, I got that down as one of your services.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure got that. No
problem. All right, let's try it now.
Yeah, like I said, if it doesn't work, then let's maybe touch base like around 2 p.m. Yeah. And I'll probably have it resolved by then.
Okay, then let's do that, because I just tried processing it again and it wouldn't let me. So yeah, you want to just do this call back, you said, like at 2 p.m.?
Yeah, you can call me at 2.
Let me just check real quick to make sure I can do that for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that for you. Go ahead and schedule you. And this phone number that I called you from, the 631-480-3565 is the best way to reach you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, I got it scheduled up for the 2 p.m. callback. I'll call you then, and we'll get everything rolling from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, talk to you in a little while.
Okay, bye-bye.